bet is, why does it seem like men and women, so it's both parties, don't seem to trust each other during the dating phase?
Well, I'll start, because everybody's a goddamn liar and you can't trust nobody.
Because you don't know what type of shit they feeding you. Go ahead. What was you about to say? You about to say the same thing?
I mean, basically it. I mean, you know, everybody be bullshitting. I mean, it kind of like, I got a whole spiel on how everybody's a fucking liar, but it's...
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
Okay, look. This ain't got really that shit to do with relationships, just people in general. Something I've noticed, like, a lot of times people like how they'll call me an asshole, but I'm just like, I'm the nicest guy in the world. How am I an asshole? And a lot of times I'll end up in arguments and I don't really understand why I'm... Like, I'll be talking to somebody and they'll be, like, arguing with me, but I'm talking and it take me, like... I gotta, like, look back, like, oh, that was an argument. I thought we were just having a discussion. And what I've learned is, like, everybody's gotten to this point of, like, the way we communicate, at least in America, I don't know how everybody else is, but, like, everybody's, like, bullshitting each other. Like, nobody says what they mean. They kind of, like, talk around it. Mm-hmm. And, like, most people, like, be like, bullshitting. The only time you catch people telling
except
the truth.
Except if you live in New York.
Oh, yeah. So maybe it's a Southern thing. It might be a Southern thing.
I think it's a Southern thing.
All right. And so nobody really tells the truth until they're angry. And nobody's honest unless they're angry. That's another thing that would happen when people would be like, oh, you must be mad. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I'm chilling right now. Why do you think I'm angry? And so it's like, but that's what it is. Like, nobody's really saying what they mean. So what you're used to is, you know, people say what they say and you got to figure out what they mean.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree with you on that.
But I'm just like, but that kind of goes into like everybody's full of shit because they know what they should be saying as opposed to what reality is. And so you get that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, yeah, that's what it is. So everybody knows you can't really trust what anybody's saying because everybody's full of shit and they know that they're bullshitting themselves. So the person they're talking to, like, if I'm telling these lies, what lies are they telling me?
Right.
You know?
See, I noticed with it when I talk to people. But my whole thing is, like, the poker face. You know, the nonchalantness of people. They just act like they just don't care about anything, but they really do care. And everything, like, really affects them. So it's like, why don't you just say it? Like, if I feel like you do something that's not cool, right? Like, we're together, right? Say we're together. And you say something that I feel like is not cool. I'll just let you, like, yo, that wasn't cool what you did. Mm-hmm. But people won't do that. They'll hold it in and then act like nothing bothers them and then act weird about you, like, all day. And he's like, yo, what the fuck is up? But all you have to do is just say, like, a lot of things, all you have to do is just say something, and then people are like, you know what, my bad. And then it'll be gone.
So you think it's a miscommunication is the reason that people...
I think, yeah. Because I think a lot of, I think that's the reason why people don't trust each other, because they feel like if I get mad or whatever, does that show weakness? Or is that like a scab you open up?
But no, I don't think it's that. I think it's... I'm presenting this character, and if I get mad, I don't know how my character acts when he's mad, so I can't.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? And then I'm exposed that I've been acting for the past four months.
Right.
What you got, Joey?
I always lead with
truth and honesty, right?
Yeah.
But with you leading with truth and honesty, do you feel like you can trust the person that you're dealing with to be truthful and honest also?
I trust my ability to read people.
Yeah,
that's kind of how I carry that one.
Yeah, I'm there too.
Yeah, it's because sometimes, like, when I was dating, it'd be, I can tell when a female is just trying to, like, throw shit out there, and I just say, like, exactly me. I lead with bullshit, like, not bullshit, but, like,
you know, you said truth and honesty, then say, yeah, I lead with
bullshit. I think he mean bullshit isn't stuff, like, that's small. It doesn't. Yeah,
I know. I was messing with him.
Like. Like, it's women that won't date somebody with kids. I got two.
Start off, yeah.
Yeah, like, I got two kids and two baby mamas at that. One of them bitches crazy as a motherfucker. Lead with that. That way it's like, all right, boom. That ain't what you with. And, I mean, that conversation happens before we even meet in person. It's just a, like, hey, how you doing type. Oh, this is me. Boom, this is what I do.
Oh, you was on the apps?
Yeah.
What's up with that now? Like, no shade to you. No shade to you. Nah, but I'm saying,
I mean,
what do you, like, mean?
It's
the
easier.
Dating apps?
Oh, you own the apps?
Everything is a fucking app, though.
Yo, I'd rather meet someone in person. Like, if I'm seeing you, I'd rather walk up to you, yo.
Oh, well, my son's mom.
Let's not get too far off topic.
Oh, my God.
I'm saying, like, my son's mom, I met her off fucking Twitter.
What?
I mean, it was mutual friends, like.
Okay, that's different then. That's different.
But same thing with dating apps. You, it's not the exact same, but you kind of like, oh, shit.
No,
I know so-and-so and so-and-so.
I say that's different because usually women aren't choosing a wide range of guys on dating apps. They usually choose that narrow range of guys on dating apps. Like, more often than not, those guys are getting dissed on those dating apps. You're gonna die on a dating app. So,
have you ever seen the numbers on that shit? As far as the percentage of men?
I have seen it. That's why I say what I said.
You know what we're talking about, the percentages?
Mm-mm.
It's like of all the men on the dating apps, only like, what was it, like 5% of them?
Get chosen.
What?
Five. Yeah. So the 95% of the guys, that's why I say it don't matter with your case, because you got a mutual friend. So if you say you met her on Twitter, I'm going to say that's bullshit because she wouldn't have chose you. That just is what it is, because 5% of the guys get chose. And she want that 5% top tier guy that she don't know. He could be doing whatever the fuck, but all she see is this life that he portrays, and she don't know anything real. But the fact that you guys
got
mutual friends, yeah, she saw the real you, and she was like, "Oh, I like this guy." She gave you a chance,
and then she can be like, "Yo, who is this guy?"
Because I mean, that whole 5% number, maybe only 5% of the guys were attractive to the women that were up there.
I mean, yeah, facts, but that doesn't change the number.
I know, right?
Yeah, I'm like, just saying, like, it ain't what it
that's
is.
Like, that's like, guys, we choose, what was it, 65% of the women? Even the fat girls get chosen.
I mean, but it's better to... No. You got to stop messing with me over there. I mean, it's
before
better...
Before she get the gap,
I know, right? Motherfucker, what?
I mean, it's better that women are more choosy, though, because men be choosing women that they don't even really want.
Okay, cool. Like, be choosy. I dig it. But, like, change what you're choosing. You know, what are you choosing based on? You know what I'm saying? So,
boom.
Yeah.
Because
so
I was about
like,
to say,
because cool.
I could have 2 kids, 2 baby mamas, and come out better than the guy that got no kids, no baby mamas.
He could be crazy.
Yeah. So, I mean... You got to play the hand you're dealt.
I think you struck a nerve earlier. I think a nerve was stricken.
I don't know. I'm 27.
All right, so when you want a dating app, what mm-hmm. are you looking for? Never mind, don't do it. Because somebody gonna make a fake profile. Just oh, like, yeah. Oh, this is what she looking for?
Yeah, no, I'm not doing dating apps.
I'll get this one.
But I'm not doing dating apps anymore.
Okay, when you were doing dating apps, let me ask the question in a way that won't, like, change the game up. All right, so would you look more for character traits and personality from what you can gauge from their site, or would you just
I've
be like pictures?
I've never been a my man got to be like super, I got to be able to look at you, you know, and be attracted to you, but like more so what I'm attracted to is your character, how you handle yourself, how you present yourself, how you carry yourself. So, if you like flashy, I don't really like that. If you need to be seen, I don't really like that.
Shit, I feel bad for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really feel bad for you because I don't see how in the hell you're going to see all that in a dating app.
That's why I wasn't
nah,
on.
What made you stop doing dating apps?
Well, first of all, I don't, like he was saying, I don't really like meeting. It's a thing when you get to meet people like through mutual friends, because then you can like kind of get to know them a little bit like that. And then it's like y'all already in the same, you know, or even when you're doing like things that you like, as opposed to you meeting this random person from wherever, I don't know where you come from. You know, it's just different. I don't really like that. So, and the only reason I had tried Hinge, which is where I met the last guy. And it's actually different than the other ones because it does make you, like, ask questions. Like, get to know the person a little bit more than pictures. So.
Is that what made you use Hinge? Is, mm-hmm. okay, well, this is, okay, all right. Mm-hmm.
See, that's why I said I feel bad because in my experience, and I mean, this is just dating in general, women tend to be more honest about what they're looking for. And a lot of women that I've known, just in general, like family and all that shit, it's like they meet guys that say they're looking for XYZ that's on par with what the women are looking for, but then when it come down to it, they not really about that life. And it's kind of just like, oh, they was just trying to get some ass.
Yeah, that's true. And that's, again, like, as you learn and grow, that's where you got to learn to, like, be discerning with guys. Because we already know, like, women have that little intuition, but we don't really listen to it all the time. So we already know, like, in the beginning or whatever, like, something not right. You saying all the right stuff, but something just not right. So we just got to listen to that more.
I have noticed, like, from making the kind of conversations you were saying. So, like, what you're saying, that being more upfront with, like, what they want. I've noticed there's a difference between what women know they should want.
Versus what they go after.
Bro, not just what they go after, what they're attracted to. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like the food thing. Like, we all know we should be eating fucking celery sticks and salads and shit, but that chocolate chip cookie over there is really what I want. You know what I'm saying?
The muffins over there. Little bites. The little bite blueberry muffins. Them shits.
You want some?
Nah, I can't eat it. I got gluten allergy.
Damn.
What that mean? Don't worry about it. Because last time I bought some gluten-free snacks.
Yeah, he didn't show up.
See, if I buy you any more gluten-free snacks. All right, so let's get back to the original topic, because I don't think you ever gave your opinion on the original topic of why do you think men and women have a hard time trusting each other in the beginning of a relationship?
Because a lot of people are on the offense. Is that the right word?
Defensive.
Yeah. Yeah. They just, like, because a lot of other people aren't honest, or then people automatically guard themselves. I don't know. I really don't know.
What about you though? What would you do?
Yeah, what is your malfunction?
I mean, and I don't want to, like, put you on the spotlight or anything like that, but, you know, you're the master of your own life, so like, I can't tell you what you would do. So
what's the question exactly?
Yeah, I was
like, far as, like, say you just met a guy. Mm-hmm. Are you gonna be BSing, or are you gonna tell the truth?
No,
like,
I'm gonna tell the truth.
Why?
What's your longest relationship?
2 years.
She's 27.
So? I was 27. I think mine was 4.
From college?
I didn't go to college.
Oh.
It's a Marine over there. We got there.
Yeah, went to military.
Yeah. So you met her in the military?
Thank him for your service.
No.
Thank you for your support.
I ain't do this shit for y'all. Nigga, I got kids. I know, right?
I used to tell people that. They didn't understand. They used to get offended. Shit, to be honest. But
it was one of your baby moms?
Damn.
What?
That you had a four-year relationship with?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shit sound like a lot. I know, right? One of your baby moms. That's why I said, damn.
And the nerve is stricken again.
So what I was telling her...
Hey, man, so, like, how long does it normally take y'all before y'all trust somebody in a relationship?
It takes a while.
But I mean, like, is a while to you like a year, a month, weeks? What are we looking at?
Yeah, I'm going to say about a year. The fully trusting one?
Uh-huh.
About a year.
And you...
I don't know, man. It depends.
You sound like you ever seen Jackie Brown when... when De Niro told him about the white girl? He was like, yo, she tried to set you up. He's like, yeah, I kind of figured she'd do that. He's like, why would you keep her around if you know you can't trust her? He's like, well, I can always trust her to be herself, and that's some shit she would do.
Yeah.
So you seem like that's your that's the way you're going to with the trust thing. Like, I can trust them to be them, but I can't really trust them.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's one thing I've never really said too much of, but I really trust my gut when it comes to people in general. I'm usually able to, like, figure people out. Yeah, so sometimes I just know. Like, with my old lady now, I mean, she came at me the same way I came at her. I'm like, yo, like, she never dated anyone with kids. So I'm like, well, I got two. and it's two different bitches. So
don't say the B word.
You were doing good too.
I know, right?
You were doing good.
God. I hadn't said bitch all night.
We have none
twice,
of us have.
Twice. He's striking out right
we're
now.
Sorry, oh, we're trying to clean up. We were in front of a.
Thank you.
We're in front
you.
Of a lady. I apologize.
Well, I wasn't calling a lady a bitch.
But they don't want to hear. Would you stop it with the?
Okay, I know, right?
Does that offend you?
Because yes. It's still your mom.
If you knew one of them.
One of them I give him a pass.
Exactly. Zen master giving one of them a pass.
Give him a pass on one of them.
I'll apologize for the second one. Cause T cool. Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
But that other bitch, that bitch.
Oh yeah, my gosh.
Shit.
Hey, but, how about you? How long did it take you to build trust?
That means never.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't trust none of these
in women.
That means never.
What's the most? So let's say at a trust at 100%. So you've been able to trust a guy, like, what's the highest? 70?
15.
85?
15. Only because, like, when I am in a relationship, like, I'm all the way in. And obviously, it didn't last. So I'm like, it's hard for me to trust after that. So I don't know.
We got 2 minutes.
How many relationships have you been in? Your mommy asked me. When was your first one?
What are we counting? Because I had a little.
What you count?
Yes, okay, so my first little church boyfriend.
God, that's really fucked up. She goes to church.
My first. No, not anymore.
What that?
My first church boyfriend, and then.
Yeah. And then. I guess we can count. This one, but he didn't. I don't really want to.
Well, what is it, a short relationship? Or?
Yeah, like a little college thing. And then.
How short was the relationship?
Not long, like a few months.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the 2-year one. And then the last one.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you asked that, was there a follow up?
Yeah, because, I mean, out of 10 years, what is that, 4 that you just mentioned?
Mm-hmm.
Why does it end? Was there a common denominator between those?
I would say the most serious one, the 2-year one, he was like, it was my last year of college, last years of college. He was already like 27 or something, so he was like settled in his career. I was figuring out what I was about to do. We just wasn't at the same places. And also...
Well, that's a very mature breakup.
Yeah. So that one, we did keep in contact. How long we got?
Oh, no. The cameras are cutting off now.
Oh, okay. So at that one, we did keep in contact, like, a little bit after, because it was more serious and it wasn't like... Well, some stuff did happen, like, with my family, but, you know. So that's why that ended. The other ones, I just feel like a lot of guys aren't mature. They're not healed. They're not matured. They're not ready. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all for this topic. Anybody got anything they want to add?
No. As far as matured and healed, yeah, I agree with you on that. I think guys shouldn't start taking women seriously until they're like 28.
You know what's funny? Young lady I work with, she's 26, and she was talking about her boyfriend, and they've been together for 10 years, and he hasn't proposed yet and stuff. And I was like, yeah, get that nigga another 2 years because he don't even know who he is yet. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? All right, that's good enough. Whoa, wait a minute. She gave me the disgust face. I got the butterscotch face. Like, what the?
Wait, she been with him for 2 years, 10 years,
10.
And you're saying to give him another 2 years until he gets himself together, so she should just wait for him.
It's a lot more to that, and I don't want to put her business on the podcast, but simply because the ages they are, and I'm like, you done been here this long, like he don't know who he is yet. Because it wasn't just wait for him on some like wait for him. It's like you wouldn't want to accept that proposal right now. Because he don't even know who the fuck he is yet. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, like, he proposed now, you say yes, and then y'all off to the races, and then 2 years later, he a whole nother nigga.
Yeah.
And you a whole nother woman, because, like I said, you 26, you about to, like, this is like a, the difference between 27 and 30.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You about to figure a whole lot of shit out about yourself.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And so it's like, you don't want to get married and then go through all that shit and then be like, damn, we ain't even got nothing in common no more.
I don't even like your wife.
Yeah.
And then you be divorced over irreconcilable differences.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's it for this one.
I got the butterscotch face.
I know, right?